to the first Musings episode of 2023. I'm in my new space. I have not done a video, and I am not calling it Daily Musings, for I shouldn't have been calling it that last year, and I definitely won't be calling it this year. So for now, we're just going to be Alicia Marie, just going to be me, just my musings. Musings is a really boring one-word title. I'm a big fan of long titles. My first music album was called These Blue Walls Are Faking Freedom. So it's difficult for me to just sort of allow musings to be what I'm calling this, but that's where we are this year. So I hope you're having a great start to your new year. Thank you so much for joining. And what I wanted to do is just touch base about what the hell happened to 2022. I know that this was a challenging year for some people, but before I do, I just want to mention the format of this is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to be doing a three-pronged kind of thing. So I'm going to be doing this video. This video is also going to exist as a podcast because that's what I've been doing for the last year and a half or so. And I'm also going to publish this as a blog post because this actually started as a written segment. I just had a fairly long journaling session with myself, as one does, and I'll publish that as a blog, which will be different than how I'm speaking to you now. I'm not a big fan of the idea of, like, putting up this text in a teleprompter and just sort of reading. I like doing that with podcasts because, I don't know, I just feel like I can sit in the dark and it creates a vibe to read the things that I've written, but in this context, it's just going to be a very loose guide. So depending on, and I'm going to be exploring this three-pronged approach for all of the videos I do this year, just to see. I mean, I really like writing, so what's going to happen is that the written content is going to be a lot more formal, more succinct and organized. If you prefer that to video, then I highly encourage you to do that. So that will be what's going on. But yeah, so this is going to be the same content as the written stuff. It's just going to be in a verbal way, so it's going to be a little more casual, probably a lot more ums, ahs, likes. Sorry about that. Maybe I need to go back to Toastmasters and work on that. But alas, 2022 was what I think a lot of people were referring to as a sort of groundhog year, not just a day, just basically 2020 on repeat again. 2020 was the same as 2021, was the same as 2022, which is this endless year that is ceaseless. And one thing that I like to do at the end of the year is ask people, well, what word would you use to sum up 2022? And I would ask this to you as well. What word or words, phrase, however you want to think about this, encapsulates the year as a whole? I like looking at this from two perspectives. So perspective number one, I always like setting a word for the year. At the start of the year, I think it's kind of fun to do. I like it better than New Year's resolutions because it's a way to frame the story of what your upcoming year is going to be. So instead of saying, I'm going to get really fit and exercise a bunch, that's awesome. That's a resolution. There's something hardcore about that. It's cool, but it's not a story. Whereas if you had a word of the year that was something like courage, then all of a sudden, it kind of sits as this top level thing that maybe you forget about sometimes, but however you imagine the story of your life unfolding, it plays into that. And then you start seeing your actions and the things that you encounter or the struggles that you go up against as relating to that term that you've chosen for the year, that courage. So I find that just has more internal meaning, even though, of course, these stories, we're just creating them about ourselves. We can create pretty much whatever stories we want in some sense, but I like it. So anyway, I like asking the question, what was your word of the year at the end of the year? Because it's interesting to think, okay, if you chose a word, did it match? So for example, my word that I chose for 2022 was stability. Did it match? Well, that's interesting because this was not a stable year in terms of things happening and the events going on in my life. So without getting into personal detail, maybe that's a story for another day, there was a lot of personal chaos. Lots of crazy things happened and I moved temporarily. It was full of change and chaos. It was not a stable year in terms of external events. And I moved, but yet there were some aspects of it that I would say, yeah, this year felt like a year that everything glued together. And I feel like I'm going forward in 2023 with a feeling of security, or at least a little bit of a feeling of material security. I'm in a place that I'm probably going to stay at for a while. I'm doing work that's consistent that I really enjoy, and I want to keep doing that for a while. And that's kind of like streamlined. I've had a year of university, so that's kind of streamlined. everything's sort of set in some kind of way. We're in our routines and habits, and I feel like I'm able to take the chaos that life throws at me. So in some sense, that word made sense for me for 2022, even though it was not a stable year. The way I feel now is that I am more stable internally. All of this to say, when I was asking people what their word of the year would be for 2022, how would they describe it? A lot of people were like, I just got through it. It was a slog. Just this sort of like tiring, just shuffling your feet to the finish line with no joy, no zest, just the sort of absence of lifeblood and juice. So it seemed like a lot of people I talked to had a really rough year, including a lot of people close to me, for various different reasons. And it makes sense. There could be a lot of explanations for this on a sort of higher level. I mean, we're on year three of a pandemic that most of us are like, la, 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 that's not existing anymore. But yet we're dealing with a lot of polarization and fighting, and just everyone seems to be a little bit frayed and lacking in patience. There's a lot of problems that have come up. There's a war now happening, and not that there weren't wars before. So anyways, it's been a rough year for a lot of people, and I'm sympathetic to that. I don't totally have that experience myself, though. My year was difficult, but it was not, let's say this, it was the most busy year of my entire life, but it was a consciously chosen busyness. I started 2022 with this laser focus of, I'm going to go to university and it's going to be crazy and I don't have time for this, but I'm going to do it anyway because I feel really passionate about the idea of learning something and I don't know what I'm going to learn. I just want to see if I'm even cut out for this because I'm a high school dropout. Can I even cut it? And then it was a year of that, and it was all those things. It was very busy. I did cut it, so that's a cool plus side. But it was the busiest year of my life. I released an album, I'm raising a kid, a personal chaos, my work. But it was also a really rewarding year. I was really satisfied. All of the projects that I'm doing are my own choosing. So I had the sense of, even though my schedule is jam-packed and bursting at the seams in some sense, and I know that a lot of people would have 0% envy for what I'm doing, why are you doing this to yourself, Alicia? Chill out, enjoy life a little bit more. I've actually found this to be a really rewarding and satisfying year. I liked it. I had a good time with it. It's not like I was doing 60 hours of work of something that I hated or that I was just trying to pay the bills. I really like the work I'm doing. I like teaching piano. I like creating courses. And I like that it's mine and that it's my schedule and that the people who I teach are really cool. And it's just, it's awesome. So I want to keep doing that. I feel really lucky. And then university. I love going to university. I'm doing pretty good at it as well. There's a sort of energy that's coming from the fact that I'm investing in my long-term self. I'm not just focused on the immediate. I'm not just sort of myopically looking at the next day, the next week. I have this idea of where I want to go in the next 10 years or further. I have this sense of long-termedness about how I imagine my life unfolding. In no way am I predicting how my life will unfold, but I have this sense that yes, this is the stuff. This is good. This is like, I always feel weird when I use meaty as an analogy because I'm vegan, but it's like, it's a meaty challenge. I'm really loving it. I think, after taking a bunch of philosophy classes and psychology classes, I think I'm going to aim for a double major of history and philosophy. We'll see. I change that every day. But yeah, that's going really well. So I didn't have the super grim, slogged through it feeling that a lot of people did, but I am sympathetic to that. I remember in class, before class started, I was chatting with some of these super bright people who, like the Gen Zers. I'm like an old lady millennial at university, and there's this new crop of fresh young Gen Zers who are jaded and like, the world's gonna end in 10 years. What can we do about it? But they're also like so smart and cool. At least that's my experience of them so far. And there was a sort of having a conversation with them about what they think of what's going to happen of the future is very grim. And a lot of people around me have this grim outlook as well about has humanity peaked in some sense? Was the dream of the 90s, or maybe it was the the dream of the like 80s and early 90s, even in the midst of like the crazy inflation and everything that was going on there, there was this sort of feeling of hope that things were good. Technology was just starting, computers were new, the future was ours, and now there's this sort of bitter realization that we are not capable as a species of working together, and we're probably just going to die or fight a lot or just live in a state of perpetual suffering as opposed to rising to the challenge of solving big problems like climate change or world hunger or whatever it is. I think there's a sort of sense of futility about all of that happening just based on the fact that we have not been able to play nice with each other very well up till now. And I am not immune to thinking these kinds of thoughts. I mean, even just the other day, I found myself Googling how log cabins are built. Oh, it'd be really cool to live in a cabin. No, I don't think it would be cool to live in a cabin. I probably would hate it. I'm not about to run off and retire to the land or the wilderness. I would die. I would see a mouse and I would freak out and I would burn the house down and come back into the city. But I understand this impulse of, wow, we're really not going to be okay as humans in the next 50 years. And one of the things that I'm the most excited about is that, it not because of bad things happening to people, but I have an understanding of what I am interested in because of this. And what I've learned over the pandemic and the process of going to university for a year is that I'm really interested in problems, specifically problems that could create a lot of death for humans, even that could spell the end of humankind. Really, I know it's like very extreme, it sounds very morbid, but I love reading about pandemics. I love reading about climate change. I love reading about artificial intelligence. These are things that I think are really big problems going into the future. There's others as well. They're big, juicy, challenging problems. I have no idea how we're going to solve them as a collective, but I just love learning about them. So I don't know where I'm going with this, but basically my whole thing with university is to get better at thinking, get better at communicating, get better at writing and researching so that I can do more of that and hopefully in whatever tiny microscopic way feel like I've contributed to the collective effort to make things better for future generations. But that might not happen either, and it's fine too because I love the process of reading and researching and writing, so I want to just keep doing more of that. That's getting into 2023 though. I really just wanted to do a little bit of a wrap up of 2022 and what happened, which, you know, continuing pandemic, I went to university for a year. I took the max amount of classes as well. So I did 14 classes in the year. I did a full load in the winter, the summer, and the fall. I'm maintaining a pretty high average of 91% overall. I've not had a mark that's been lower than 85%. My highest mark was actually 99%, so I've got a pretty good... I'm feeling like a little bit of an overachiever. This high school dropout's got it, self five. And I also released an album this year. We recorded the Criminal Kids album a couple years ago, pretty much at the start of the pandemic, and sat on it for a while and recorded a couple music videos. I also released those in 2022. So that was a major accomplishment. I didn't do much with it afterwards, but I did end up getting the number eight album of the year in Saskatchewan. So that was a nice little thing, better than nothing, right? Cute little shout out. So aside from that, going to university, I'm also teaching my piano courses, the CPP courses, Complete Piano Path, which is just basically doing group instruction, but also pre-recorded videos and a curriculum and everything. And since I've been doing this since 2020, it was since the fall of 2020. This is another thing that feels like I've achieved some stability in, so the word of 2022, where I kind of know the steps now. There's a streamlined way of doing things. I'm not like frazzled and trying to figure out, oh, I need to do this, I need to do this. I kind of have a sense of like how it all fits together now that I've been doing it for a few years. So that's really great. And I really want to keep doing that. I'm going to create a grade 3 class sometime later in the year, but currently I'm still working on teaching the grade 2 class and building out the content for that. So that's been a lot of fun. Some things that did not go well in 2022, just got crowded out by the sheer busyness of everything, was exercise.
bad year for exercise for me. I think that's a really common freshman thing. So something I'm going to look to improve this year. Also, I've been getting some dental work done. I have these old mercury fillings that I need to replace. Not just because of the mercury thing, although that can be problematic. It's more just they're old and cracking and falling apart. So that's bad. So I've just slowly been getting those replaced. I also got a wisdom tooth taken out. So there's been, especially towards the end of the year, a lot of physical hardship in terms of getting all this tooth work done. It's expensive as well. It's also in the middle of when I've had some illnesses. Our family has just been bombarded by illnesses since September. Both myself, my daughter, my partner are all getting it. And one of the illnesses, it was just this awful respiratory thing that knocked me out for a good 3 weeks where I was in bed doing work from bed 3 weeks straight. My daughter was also having like lingering long-term illness issues. So that's been pretty scary. And it makes me feel a little cautious. I don't want to have another 3 week illness if I can help it. And once I've gotten all the vaccinations done, which I am, I'm up to date. I get the flu shot every year. What else can I do, right? I can wear a mask in public spaces. I can wash my hands, but I also need to live in the world, and I'm not going to disallow my daughter to live in the world. She needs to go to school or preschool, all those things. So at some point, it's sort of like, what do I do? There's not much I can do aside from just being a little bit cautious about large gatherings and stuff like that. And we do wear a mask, especially when we're symptomatic. Try not to go out when anyone has a cold, those kinds of things. But yeah, it's scary. It's scary how many kids are getting sick right now in Canada. Hospitals are surging with respiratory illnesses like RSV and influenza and COVID. So I'm following all of that pretty closely. Anyway, that's where I'm at. I don't know what kind of schedule I'm going to be posting. I don't want to commit to a schedule, but I am thinking right now weekly. It'd be nice to share some of the things that I've been thinking about and writing about lately. I'd love to sit down and chat with you about university because I'm just an expert at going to school now. But I do think that there are some interesting takeaways after a year of it that I'd like to share with you. And there's probably a bunch of other things like we can talk about what's going ahead in 2023. I hope that you're feeling a little bit brighter about what 2023 might be. I know that I am after everyone else's slog through 2022 and my own challenges with it. I really do have a sense that this is going to be a better year. This could be something I look back on in a year and silly optimistic Alicia. She didn't know what was coming. Let's hope. Let's just hope. Thanks for watching. I'll catch you in the next one.